I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/spoken today.
Roundabout Season 2, presented by Nissan, is live now, and we're back to share more stories from the road and the memories made along the way. We're talking rest stops.
If we're stopping to get gas, you will be timed.
Misguided plans.
I grew up in the city, so I have, like, you know, a healthy fear of real extreme darkness.
A lot of laughs.
Y'all weird, but you were different.
And so much more. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast. Here we go,
How do we do? Are we all good?
Great weekend, nice and quiet.
Yes, very nice, very nice.
Yeah, Misha Freshen went for a date night on Friday.
Oh, with who? She had to think.
Yes. Why did I have to pause? Why did I pause? Like,
which one of my admirers did I go with?
Of the many. My fiancé.
Good choice. Where'd you go?
Good choice. He's a nice guy.
He's a good chap, isn't he?
Yeah,
he's a good one. We went to Casa Clontarf on the seafront.
Did they own a chipper beside it?
Oh, there is a chipper directly next to it.
I think they own that, yeah.
Oh.
So it's an Italian, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, I ate all of the takeaways over the weekend. So I went to Casa Clontarf on that day, on Friday.
What did you have?
Oh, we got a bruschetta.
Oh, yeah.
To start, right?
Bruschetta.
Yeah. And then I got a pizza called Casa Pizza.
Oh, yeah. Bread and bread. Nice one. Double carbs.
Oh, it was great. I waddled home. Yeah, yeah. I was in bits. And then the next day, me and my mom went for chipper. It was great.
Nice.
Now, we went to Beshoff's.
You're talking.
But oh my God, since when did chipper get so expensive? It was €35 for two scampi and chips and one Coke.
It's just because everything's more expensive
what these days.
I haven't gone to a chipper in ages.
Where'd you go? Which one?
We went once again, Clontarf. I was like, let's.
Apparently.
Crossy, you look like you're presenting the news.
You're handling it.
Where did you go?
Which chipper did you go to exactly?
Because apparently,
I'm an expert on this subject.
The seagulls out in Howth are lethal these days.
I haven't. That was the last time we got Beshoff's, was there. And they swooped down.
Yeah.
They fully swooped down.
Compared to everywhere else.
Yeah.
Tala has the worst ones.
Oh, do they?
There's a McDonald's in Tala. It's a drive through, I think.
Okay.
They will try and get into your car.
They're crazy.
Yeah.
Like, they're like pterodactyls coming down to
you. Yeah,
they're mad. My friend is so terrified of seagulls that she sat outside my house one day and was like, hey, I'm here, but I'm stuck. And I was like, where are you? And I opened the door and there's two seagulls on top of her car. She wouldn't get out.
They're huge. And there's ones around here eating lunchboxes from the builders.
Yeah, they are.
And they look at you like, what?
They've got so much protein in them. They're like,
and they do that kind of that thing with their head, like, what?
Are you having a go? Kind of
starty. you can see them going starty. They're like, they have their wings back. Like,
you let them at it.
You starting?
Would you like a wedge?
What are you looking at?
Yeah. What you do for the weekend?
Just walking and chilling and
lovely.
Very nice. I watched The Gladiators.
Oh,
I want to discuss that later on because it's something that's upset me.
Uh-oh. No, because I heard. Do you know how many people watched it?
It's huge.
6 million.
What?
And it said in old money, that's about 15 million. So before streaming and all that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That if that was before streaming, it would have been 15.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I need to discuss, you bring your kid to work with Bradley.
Oh, okay.
He's a nice guy, this Barney now. I don't mind him. He's good. And then Holly Willoughby made her return.
She
looked fantastic.
She looked unreal.
Did you watch that last night?
I watched the first opening of it and she looked amazing. Stephen Mulhern's great.
Wait, why? What's happened over here?
Stephen Mulhern, I think he's on too much now. I'm not going to lie.
Uh-oh.
I really enjoy him.
Yeah.
At the end of it, all right? So they'd all the dancers or skaters, whatever they're called, all beside each other. Holly's looking into the camera. Steven's there and he brings on a microphone, but he asks the boxer, Ricky Hatton, to hold the microphone up. Do you know, like the boxing microphones?
Yes.
And Holly says something, whatever it was. Oh, you're going to have to hit him now. And this is all pre-planned. He was hitting Ricky Hatton, the boxer, was hitting Stephen Mulhern. Obviously, effect, going to jump on the ground.
Yeah.
He walloped him.
Oh, no.
Like, I mean, because my other half was studying. And I just went, and he was like, what's wrong? He was like, he's after nearly knocking him out.
Like, it wasn't good acting. It was a full on.
He walloped him. And Holly's reaction was.
So he hurt him, yeah?
Oh, definitely. He definitely hurt him. Holly's reaction was, okay, this didn't go to plan. And she went, oh, we'll see you next week.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah,
it's very good. It's brilliant. Okay. And he's been tweeting about it since.
I want to check that out. I also want to see Harrison Ford won the Lifetime Achievement of the Critics' Choice.
Oh.
And I can't find good audio of it, but apparently his speech is brilliant.
Wow, okay.
Everybody's on their feet. DiCaprio, the whole lot of them, they're all screaming for him.
Brilliant.
So I can't wait to see that.
I was talking to my mum over the weekend, and my granny's 89 coming up now in a couple of weeks, so we're deciding what are we going to do for it, because the last couple of years we've been celebrating it probably a bit more than we usually do. Mm. And my mum said over the weekend, she was like, you're never going to believe this, but she says, we're trying to sort out, you know, bits and bobs with your granny that we kind of need to go into her finances, or we need to go into, you know, private stuff. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
So my granny was born on the 1st of February. Okay.
Yeah.
What do you think her name would be on the 1st of February? What is the 1st of February?
Bridget.
Bridget. Her name's Kathleen. Her older sister's called Bridget.
Oh, the
right?
Oh.
So they couldn't do it. It's already taken. So of all the years we've always been, it's always been a thing in today's news when we were in school. It's my granny's birthday today.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
I've always did it and all that.
Yeah.
We found out over the weekend that my granny was actually born on the 31st of January and not the 1st of February.
Oh.
So for 80 odd years, we have been celebrating, her birthday has been celebrated on the 1st of February.
She got it wrong.
She got it. Oh, someone down the line.
You got a birth cert.
We got the birth cert, yeah.
Yeah, you often find out that their name is wrong and stuff.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
Yeah.
That's mad.
We're kind of like, do we do it on the 31st this year, or do we just keep on doing it on the 1st?
I say do a 48-hour. I say do it on both days.
She is very much like, do you ever watch The Royal Family? You know Norma?
Yes.
She looks like Norma and she acts like Norma. So it's very, this is something that could only happen to her, that we're celebrating her birthday on the wrong day for 80 odd years.
You tell Kathleen to start on the 31st, pull an all-nighter and go right the way through.
She needs a sherry at Christmas and maybe a glass of wine during the year.
All right, yeah, I don't really drink me. So Gladiators returned to our TV screens at the weekend, and I had to give it a little gander.
Do we have any of the original Gladiators, or they've probably all retired, have they?
They've all retired, but you remember your man Wolf?
I loved him.
He's
my favourite
now.
And he was interviewed recently, and he looked at the whole lineup and he says, I could take every single one of these.
I don't think so.
Oh my God, no, please bring him back to do a Gladiator on Gladiator, please.
I don't think he's 72.
Yeah, go on, give him a chance.
Have you seen him recently?
He's still looking ripped.
Yeah.
So there's a whole bunch of new Gladiators, right? Mm-hmm. There's boys and there's girls. The boys have muscles on their muscles. They're ridiculous. Seriously, there's something for everybody.
They scare me though. That scares me.
And they have a villain. They have a guy, a Viper. And he doesn't break character. He's just cranky all the time. He's scary.
Tell me that goes, Viper!
Viper! And he's just scowling all the time. There's another fella called Legend, and he's kind of up himself. You know what I mean?
Oh, I love music!
There's a girl called Fire.
Is she Fire? Oh.
She's Fire.
I have a picture of Fire in my head.
As they were introducing the girls, I was going, hello Fire.
Was Sharon just glaring at you going, put your eyes back in your head?
No, she was like, she would often try and pick out, are you alright there, Jim? I was like, yeah, there's something for everyone here.
I just look at a fire now. Yeah, that fire is right is up fire. Your street.
So anyway, so the great show, Bradley and Barney. Barney's just nice. Don't understand why he insists on bringing him, ripping off Baz's show. But now he's a nice fella, Barney, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like,
is it too much for him?
What's he there? No, he's grand. He's just nice. He's nice. He's grand. Call him Barnes and stuff like that. There are Barnes.
But is it kind of one of those shows where it's like it could be a one man job? Like,
it could have been,
we don't need him.
Well, the original had a guy and a girl presenting it.
Oh,
old Recack.
Oh, well, Rika Johnson.
Day.
Remember
and
her?
Yeah.
John Fashnew, I think it was. Anyway, so it's all grand. It's good laugh. They do the thing with the giant cotton bud where they're trying to knock each other off the
Brilliant.
Thing. That's Jewel. All that kind of stuff. The music's good. There's the big thing at the end. It's exactly like you remember. The only thing.
Oh. Oh, okay.
And once you notice it, that's it. They have this transition thing they do. You know,
like a cutaway camera.
Yeah,
cutaway.
When they're swooshing between. You know the way.
Yeah.
But, and they do it, I'd say, 15 to 20 times a minute.
Okay.
But there's a beep in it. it sounds like my washing machine when it's finished. It goes beep beep beep.
Oh no!
Beep beep beep. Beep. And it's like, what is that noise? Like, we were turning the TV. What is that noise?
Oh no, you were turning it off. Everyone, it was,
we thought it was something beeping.
Like
it was
the dishwasher's done.
It's in the music of Gladiators. On the once you notice it, it's a head wreck.
Oh,
so
no.
I'm sure other people would have noticed it. It's just constant, this beep noise throughout the whole thing. Wrecking it.
I'm looking at some people online have been praising the whole thing about it.
I was good, crack.
Team Tune is back. Great Gladiators. Good contenders. Were they good? Were they buff as well?
Yeah, actually.
They were grand. Yeah, they were good.
But,
yeah.
Were they as big as the Gladiators?
No.
Okay.
They were good. They were very fit looking.
Are they kind of normal people ish?
No. They're personal trainery. Like, they're into their fitness.
Okay.
The two lads were definitely big into their fitness.
Right.
And, you know, they were muscly, but
they weren't.
The first guy that came out was ridiculous. There's no way he'd get a pair of jeans on him.
I'm looking at the names. Nitro.
Yeah, Nitro. He's huge.
Yeah, sorry. He is huge.
He's huge. Seriously, Cassie, there's something for everyone.
I'm looking at them now. I'm raging because there's a website that I went on to see and it said it wasn't on BBC Northern Ireland.
Yeah, it is. So
I just lay in bed and I was I'm good. Gladiators was my thing when I was a kid.
Yeah, well, you're going to love it.
Do they still go into the big, at the very end of
the
it,
tunnel.
They glide into a big piece of paper.
Through the pace, but they don't have they don't have cheerleaders anymore. That's gone.
I hate when they do stuff like that. Keep the cheerleaders.
I love the cheerleaders.
And they do another one bites the dust. So they all have the big hands, and everyone when somebody falls, they're going another one bites the dust.
Oh my god!
Brilliant.
I have to watch this back.
But it's fun.
And what's the referee like?
Cool. It's Scottish again.
I'm in.
You have to. He has
contestant,
to be Scottish.
Ready, gladiator, ready. 3, 2, 1, who? Yeah, it's good crack. Except for the beeps. Get rid of the beeps.
Showbiz on the Strawberries.
With Mooney's Hyundai Long Mile Road and Dean's Grange. Home of World Car of the Year. Ioniq 6. CEPmooney.ie.
So the Critics' Choice Awards were on last night and loads of people won. The Succession did really well. The Bear did really well. And I think Oppenheimer did excellent.
Yeah, and Barbie did well. Like they all had a bit of a shoe-in compared to Golden Globes, which it was just one.
Yeah, they kind of shared it this time.
First time that what's-his-face was on the red carpet, Tom Holland, with rumours now that himself and Zendaya are over.
Oh, no.
She cleared her Instagram page and unfollowed everybody.
I'm going to do that. That seems like everyone, all the best people seem to be clearing their Instagram page.
That's how you get the attention around here these days, apparently, yeah?
It's very strange. But anyway, people now think that it's now over between Spidey and Zendaya.
I love them.
Hopefully not, though. Lovely couple.
They seem like such a lovely couple.
So there was a guy, from Bear, you know the guy who plays Cousin?
Yes.
He won Best Supporting Actor. He's really brilliant, that guy. I can't remember his name. What's his name again?
I'm trying to find it here. Actor. Cousin the Bear, actor.
So he did a shout out to Taylor Swift and to Olivia Colman. Because if you've seen The Bear, there's a reason.
Okay.
Taylor Swift isn't in it, but he's...
Referencing...
I won't ruin it.
Okay.
There's a Taylor Swift thing that happens to him.
Okay.
I'd say she was a big fan of the show.
His name is Ebon Moss Barak.
That's him.
That's a cool name. Where's he from?
Yeah. Or better known as David Lieberman. Okay.
No.
His name is Cousin. That's all I
Cousin,
know.
Yeah. Cousin, yeah. He won anyway. Best Supporting. He's very good.
He's great. Another person who won as well, Emma Stone's acceptance speech for Poor Things. And just remember, right, every time Poor Things win, it has an Irish little link to it.
Oh.
Element Pictures had a hand in this. I think they were producing it or editing it or directing it. So every time Poor Things win... It's Ireland.
A little bit of Ireland.
I'm going to be honest. I'm in like full blown shock. I didn't have anything that I was going to say because this is completely crazy. This category is ridiculous. Lily. I mean, come on. Margot? What in the... Carrie? Okay. Greta? And Sandra Huller, this doesn't make any sense. So thank you so much for this. It really means so much to me.
Best reaction was Ryan Gosling.
Aha.
Have you seen it?
No.
It's now a meme. So he won for best song, right?
Oh, yeah. So for Ken. I am Ken.
I am Ken, isn't it?
I'm just Ken.
So Mark Ronson wrote that.
Yeah, which is mad. Absolutely mad.
Did he? I never knew that.
Yeah,
so Mark Ronson and the other fellow went up to get it, the other writer. And he did this reaction, like he just stopped and then kind of did a raised eyebrow. So everyone's saying it's the best reaction to win an award ever. Like everyone else random is applauding. And he's like, what?
Well, you know what? Ryan Gosling.
We'll talk about that after 8. After 8, he was at the Santa Barbara Film Festival.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
And he talks about, you know, things that he's been in. And it, lads, it's so nice.
Yeah.
It's so nice. We haven't got time for an
hour. Oh, yeah, we'll get to it.
I want to hang out with him and Emma Stone big time.
They seem to be good friends.
They do actually.
Did you watch Taskmaster over the weekend?
Taskmaster, no. Is there a new one?
No, the finale was on Sunday night.
Oh, right.
And then they announced who's going to be in it next season.
Who's it?
Joanne McNally.
Ooh, oh, wow. What are them? Fair play.
Nick Mohammed, Sophie Willen.
Hit us with your Uber facts.
Okay, so you use Uber a little bit. I don't really use it. You've used it a good bit.
Yeah, I use Uber all the time.
That's your.
Not that I take taxis all the time, but if I'm getting one, I get Uber. Yeah, it's quicker.
Right, so they found this setting. So this is a TikToker called Emma Entertainment, and she's said this could ruin your day. So what you do is you go to your settings, you go to your privacy, and you click on how many 5-star ratings you can see. What your ratings have been. So you had 5-star ratings from the driver or 1-star ratings. She says she's never met anybody who didn't have less than 3 1-stars.
Wait, but so like people are like giving out a lot of 1-stars?
1-stars. And some people said they can't sleep. What did I do? Why did the driver, this has ruined my day. Why did the driver give me only 1-star? why did they not like me? Why? What happened?
So it's always important for you when you get out of the cab to always give them their ratings as well.
So if you don't tip them well, they'll rate you down, do they? I don't know.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Is this from the conversation you had?
Yeah, I think it's everything. Whether you've been there on time, if you've kept them waiting.
Right,
if you're a taxi driver, and tell us now, 0876797104.
Yeah.
So my rider ratings out of 5, it's 4.93.
That's pretty good.
Okay, that's very good.
I've had 485 stars. Jesus.
Wow.
485 stars?
Wow.
You've been in 480 Ubers.
Wow.
Have you been in 480 Ubers?
Must have been, yeah.
Where are you going?
Yeah, where are you going? Man about town.
Wow, for Jesus.
480 Ubers.
like,
but that's in your whole life.
Is that my whole life?
Yeah, that's in your lifetime.
So
that's in your
4
lifetime.
Stars, I had 10. 3 stars, I had 7. 2 stars, I had 1. Oh. And 1 star, I had 1 as well.
Okay, well.
And I think I know this one because I made a complaint about this one.
Okay.
So I found out this when you're going on Uber, I would presume free now.
Yes.
Yes.
A Dublin taxi driver told me this, right?
Yeah.
I remember coming down to FM 104, had a bit of equipment on me, got out, picked it up at a cafe and he said to me, do you want to go my way to FM 104 or do you want to go the app's way? And I was like, what's the difference? He says, my way, I'll get you there 5 minutes earlier. So as we were driving down, I was chatting to him about it. I was like, what does that mean?
What's his way?
So he says, what happens is the app will bring you the longer way because you're in the taxi longer.
Oh.
Oh, that's so sneaky.
So if you're, and it's just, and it works all around the world and that's the way it is. So ever since that's happened, every time I jump into a taxi.
You tell them the way.
You go your way and that's totally fine. And if you always watch the app.
Yeah.
And the app will bring you the longer way. And I got into a cab there a while ago. Bloody Prius. I hate Priuses.
Oh my God, they freak me out.
They are the most uncomfortable ride you'll ever get. Mm. Anyway, got into the back of the Prius and we were at, again, around that area. And I needed to get down by the RDS. And your man was bringing me through Ringsend.
Oh, will you stop?
And I said, sorry. I said, I'm not being an idiot. And I hate when people say, well, you can't go this way. Mm. I just says, will you just go this way? I'm bursting to go for a whiz. I need to get home very, very quickly. No, he said, well, we go the app way, and the app way is it. And I guarantee you that was your man who met me. I guarantee you that was the fella. Because always be sound. Always be sound to a taxi driver.
Yeah, always be sound. There is one of the other apps that I got recently enough, and I was like, oh, here, I'm running really, really late. Like, do you mind going the M50 way? And he was like, oh, I'd have to call the app for approval. Basically, this is like booked with the business. They were getting me a taxi there, whatever, right?
Yeah.
And he was like, I'd have to call for approval to bring you on the M50. And then I was like, oh, can you do that? And he was like, yeah, but then I have to get more petrol.
Ah, oh, God love me.
And I was like, oh, Jesus, what's it? Like, I didn't realize there's so many of these different rules that are that apply to the different apps that you don't even realize. But like, I can gladly say I don't have a 1-star on my Uber. Oh. It is because I've only gotten like four
trips.
It's easier. Somebody says it's easier just to hit 5 stars and than to have to give a lower star. So they have to go out of their way.
Yeah. I think that guy had time. But yeah, just keep an eye on that one. If you are a taxi driver, let us know if that's true. But this Dublin fella said to me, always go with the driver. They know best.
Yeah.
They'll be able to take you home. Yeah. If you go on the map, and you'll see it next time you're in a taxi, just watch it, because it's always there in front of you.
Yeah.
And you'll see it going around the complete opposite way just to get you to your destination.
And if you ever have to stop at a cash machine or shop on the way, always get them a twirl. That's what I do.
Oh, yes. That's very nice, Jim.
There's a twirl for you. Yeah.
And on a 15th of January, on a Monday, can we just think of Nicole who texted in?
Okay.
I spent over €250 on Saturday night on an Uber because I was unwell in one.
Oh, no, Nicole.
This is 0 stars.
Oh, we're thinking of you.
We've raised the stakes and doubled the dough.
€2,000 up for grabs.
FM104's Instagram.
With misquote.ie. Low-cost car insurers for learner permit drivers with exclusive savings at misquote.ie.
Right, who do we have?
Are you ready for this, everybody?
Yes.
Ada has just admitted to something that a lot of people do. Ada, what did you tell me about your voice just before we put you on?
I'm going to put on my posh voice for the radio.
Well, okay, let's.
I don't think I actually have one, so.
No, do your hello. As if you answer the phone, hello. Give us your best posh voice.
I'll do my phone voice.
Yeah,
hello.
Go on.
Hello, is that Ada?
It is. Hello.
Hello. Where are you from, Ada?
I'm from Leixlip.
Okay.
Woo! Go on, Leixlip. One of my friends is from Leixlip. I have a friend
from Leixlip.
Yeah.
Well done.
Go on.
Well done.
Hang on. Is that Steven Spielberg on the phone?
Yes.
He's looking for a story.
Do you know Zainab's friend from Leixlip, Ada?
I know loads of people from Leixlip, so I probably do. Yeah,
you probably do.
Right.
Yeah. There you go.
When you're getting the dart or whatever the train is that far.
Yeah.
Leixlip comfy. Leixlip Louisiana Bridge. Anyone? No?
No.
Well, that did not land well at all. No. All right. Okay. Thank you very much.
Have you ever got 10 when you've been playing at home?
This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you? If people send you the same generic conversation starters, they message everyone else. Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/spoken today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
No, probably about 8 or 9. And so that's with the help of me and Jack do it every morning in the car. So,
Is Jack there with you today?
Jack, Robin, and Harry are here. Yeah,
oh, they're all there. So they're going to help you. They're little people, are they?
Yeah.
Grand. Okay, so they can help you, but we have 60 seconds. You can pass on them and come back to them if we have time, and we have to accept your first answer.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go, Ada. Best of luck. Leixlip in the house.
Thank you.
Let's see how you do. Which fairy tale features mean stepsisters in the glass slipper?
Cinderella.
What type of food is tagliatelle?
Pasta.
On Irish roads, what shape is a yield sign?
A triangle.
Who is the CEO of Ryanair?
Michael O'Leary.
True or false, Jamie Foxx's real name is Eric?
False.
Perry Edwards was a member of which girl group?
What's them? Little Mix.
Who has more followers on Instagram, Joanne McNally or Vogue Williams?
Vogue Williams.
Which popular video game franchise has games with subtitles World at War and Black Ops?
Conduit.
Bradley and Barney Walsh are hosting the return of what Saturday Night TV game show?
Oh, the Wheel of Wheel of Fortune.
And what was the score of Man United Spurs match yesterday?
2-2.
We didn't have any passes.
Okay.
No.
No passes.
How do you think you did, Aidan? How do you think you did today, Aidan?
Yeah, Aida, how do you think you did?
Everything was just a blow.
Don't laugh at my joke, answered. Aida. Leakslip Comfy, Leakslip Louisa Bridge.
You got real sort of passive. I think it's
Leakslip Comfy. Okay, we'll go through these, all right?
Be easy on her now, Crossy.
Which fairy tale features mean stepsisters in a glass slipper? Cinderella. Tagliatelle is pasta, you got that correct. On Irish roads, what shape is a yield sign? It's a triangle. And the CEO of Ryanair is Michael O'Leary. We are going to come back to the true or false about Jamie Foxx.
Yes, right. Perry Edwards, she was a member of Little Mix. Vogue Williams does have the most followers. She has 1 million. Joanne McNally has 418,000. She's doing well. Black Ops and World at War are from Call of Duty. Bradley Walsh and... Well, actually,
we'll skip that one as
well. Let's skip that one. Right, the score of the Man United versus Spurs match yesterday was 2-2. Okay. So that leaves
Spurs were the better team on the day.
Were they a better team?
I got more than five anyway. That's good.
They played very well, yeah. Okay, you know, Rashford's back on form.
Okay, so we're on 8.
I did see that. I
blanked out there. You were talking about football.
Football. Yeah. She completely glazed out there. She was gone.
Yeah. Fully gone.
She's back in the room.
Ronnie's were there as well yesterday. Yeah. Ronnie was so fair play to him last night. True or false, Jamie Foxx's real name is Eric. Would you believe you got that one wrong? His real name is Eric.
Eric Foxx. Well, I'm guessing his surname is probably
Foxx.
No,
his whole name is... I can't remember his full name, but it's Jamie Foxx, just a stage name.
Yeah, Eric. And Bradley Walsh and Barney Walsh, they're from Gladiators. They did Gladiators on Saturday.
And I only heard that on it this morning.
It's a good show.
I went blank.
Apart from the beeps, it's a good show.
But yeah, you got 8, Ada. Really good.
Okay, not too bad.
Yeah, really, really good.
Great start to a Monday, Ada. Yes. You've got yourself a cuddle mug as well for coming on with us.
Ah, brilliant. Thank
Cheers.
You.
Thanks for playing so much.
So, guys, I started today, right?
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to do some positive affirmations, okay?
Oh, yeah, what's this now?
Okay, so I have this little... My sister got it for me last year. I didn't use it, so sorry, sis. But it's like, it's got all mantras in it, right? So you're supposed to take one, pick one out every day to start your morning, right? Very live, laugh, love.
Let's get the music right here.
Christy Moore's in the back here, is he?
We're having a sound bath now, guys. This is happening. Right, so the one I took... So the one I took out today was like, I am grateful for the memories I'm creating.
But then I put you in a bad mood getting up in the morning.
Well, see, I looked at it and I went, oh, all right, okay. Like, you know, you've got ones that are like, I am enough.
Oh, yeah.
Those kinds of ones, right? So then I saw on Instagram, somebody had shared this page, right? It's called Disappointing Affirmations, okay?
Oh, good. The bad ones, are they?
Yeah, so if people don't want the I am enough and I am with the world or whatever, right? Yeah. These ones are fantastic and they will start your day with a giggle, right? So this one, right? Things didn't work out for a reason. The reason is you make terrible decisions.
Good.
Okay.
That's good. It's more realistic, yeah.
Much more realistic. Okay. Today, I am taking control of my emotions. I am choosing to be awkward.
Yes. Bring it on. Okay, embrace the awkwardness.
I mean, embrace it, right? Yes. The last one is, you are exactly where you're supposed to be. Because you make terrible decisions. Exactly. You know, these kinds of ones. I think they're a good way to start the day.
Yeah.
Good way to start the day.
Stop making terrible decisions.
Yeah. Or just go out with your friends. Forget about everything.
Yeah.
Do you ever see around this time of year those affirmations? It's always gym instructors. And they go, I have two more spots. Just two spots. I'm looking for two of the biggest men in Dublin or two of the biggest women in Dublin that are going to be able to do... No. No.
Just no.
No.
Positive affirmations.
No.
Showbiz on the Strawberries.
With Mooney's Hyundai, Long Mile Road and Dean's Grange. Home of World Car of the Year. Ioniq 6. CEPmooney.ie.
Coming up after 9, actually, Graham Norton. You met Graham Norton on Friday night at the Red Carpet.
Lovely fella.
Oh, yeah, I love to hear that. I was always so nervous about Graham because I love him so much. So we like him.
Yes.
He's lovely in person.
After nine, we'll be having a little chat with him. He's lovely.
Conan O'Brien put up a very funny thing because they're all in the Late Late together. And he said, I met one of my favourite chat show hosts of all time, Graham Norton. I can tell you that he's just as funny and lovely in real life as he is on screen. I never want to see him again. That's funny. So Harrison Ford won the best, the Lifetime Achievement Award at the Critics' Choice Awards. He's 81, standing ovation. Everybody's up. Everybody's like emotional. You know, all the big stars are all just doffing the cap to him. He's amazing. He said, so we have a clip actually, don't we? We have a clip.
Yeah, have a listen to it. It's up the top right hand corner.
Yeah. So here it is.
First of all, I'm really happy to be here tonight to see what our business is turning into. And all of the talented people who are getting opportunities that probably would not have existed in my early part of my career. I'm very happy about that.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
he thanked his wife, Calista Flockhart, and she was getting teared up and he was getting choky and saying, I need
I've never
lots
heard
of support.
Him like that before.
No, he's very moved.
Wow. Oh.
And when you see the clips, they did a montage of all his movies. And it's not just like obviously Indiana and Han Solo and everything, but when you see all the other movies he's been in some amazing stuff.
For our Leaving Cert, we did the Amish community one.
Witness. We did that too.
It's a good movie.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine 30 lads in a school and then your one's in the nip? 30 young fellas and a teacher. A girl teacher kind of going, right lads, you need to calm down now.
It's art, guys. It's art.
Yeah, sport.
Yeah. Sport.
Fair play to him.
Here, Kevin Hart. Okay, he is my absolute favourite. I can watch him talk all day long, right? So he said he can't believe someone leaked the info that there's a WhatsApp group he's in with major stars. Have a listen to this.
Just a bunch of big action stars. And we all just kind of share stories. That's what it is. I can't believe this got out. This is crazy.
Who's in it?
Who's in a chat? Just the biggest of the biggest. Bruce, TC, Harrison, Jet, Jackie, VP, that's mm-hmm. Brad Pitt. Mm-hmm. You know, just pretty much everybody that kind of knows about the world of action, because it's like a secret, it's a secret society, right? Like everybody doesn't get it. So those that do, they're in.
Because he was on Graham Norton and he was saying, because he's now an action star, he's saying, because his new movie that's on Netflix is called Lift and he's having to do stunts thinking, and stuff.
What's he doing in the group?
So literally that's why he was like, I'm a part of the action star movie because I'm with these guys. So I love how he's like, it's been leaked. He was leaking it. He was leaking the info.
I'm Just Ken won an award last night at the Critics' Choice, but the night before he was at the Santa Barbara International Film Festival. Have a listen to this.
You never let the importance of it all cloud what was truly important, which is to never forget how lucky we are to do what we do. I've gotten to go to the moon, be a motorcycle bank robber, a getaway driver, waltz through the stars, be an elementary school teacher, become a replicant from the future, a gangster from the past, the lovelorn stuntman, and most recently, thanks to Greta, a 70-year-old crotchless doll. But most importantly, I got to meet the girl of my dreams, Eva Mendez, and have two dream children. I dreamed of one day making movies, and now movies have made my life a dream.
Wow. He sounds like Sean Penn there, doesn't he?
Oh, he does.
He won't win the Oscar, really.
But if he won it, wouldn't that be,
it'd be good.
Lovely.
One of the people who turned down one of the Kens is revealed this morning because there was a scheduling conflict. Dan Levy.
Oh, he would have been a good Ken.
He would have been a brilliant Ken. Oh. Right. Friday night, gone. Graham Norton, was it Friday or Thursday night?
Friday night, yeah.
The red carpet, blue carpet.
Christopher was schmoozing with
the
swords.
In the Royal Dublin Convention Centre. Oh. Now, don't be the person, if you ever get invited to a thing, go to the Convention Centre.
Oh wait, it's not the one on the Quays.
It's not the one on the Quays. So you know where the Radisson is, beside Golden Lane or Diggs Lane?
Yes.
It's adjoined to that.
Oh.
And for some reason it's called the Royal Dublin Convention Centre.
Oh. Right.
And I've known of a person who was there that night, Enya, text me going, where are you? And I was like, what do you mean?
She's the wrong place.
Oh yeah. No, she was down the road.
I've done it the first time. I've heard of a massive celebrity who did an MC gig a while ago.
That's very confusing,
and was parked outside there waiting for it to open up, and only someone had said it to her, and she was like, oh god,
oh no,
I'm up
peg
there.
It over, yeah.
Peg it over to it.
Right, so this is the blue carpet from Laugh Out Loud. LOL.
LOL, last one laughing Ireland.
Got it.
So there's loads of them all around the world with big presenters, big comedians. And the thing is, they're not allowed to laugh at each other. And they do tricks with each other for 6 hours to make themselves laugh.
So this is going to stream from Friday night onwards, and Graham Norton is the host, and Crossy met him on the blue carpet on Friday.
Graham, what a gig to get.
What a nice job. It was the easiest job in the world. Because I am literally just watching television for 6 hours. So, DOS, really.
And the fact that you're a big giggler as well. Like, would you have lasted as long as some of them in there?
No, but also I'm not competitive, so I wouldn't even have tried. Because it's quite hard. Like, what they do is, like, I get an easy job. They've got a really hard job. I think by the end of the day, the ones that are still in there, they must have lost their minds. Because to be on, to be performing for that many hours, I mean, that's not natural.
I think a lot of people, when they watch the first episode, a lot of lads will, and even like me, I never knew so much about a woman's before. Catherine Bohart has educated me a lot. Did you feel like that as well when you're watching it?
She does go quite deep.
When you watch it, you know what we're talking about.
Yeah, she really does.
Who out of the comedians, like months after recording it, do you still remember going, Jesus, they're gas?
Everyone gets their moments. I genuinely think, like, when you watch the whole series, everyone gets their moment to shine. But there's a particular highlight in episode 3 with Tony Cantwell that really, really made me laugh a lot. It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Is this mad being on the opposite end?
It's weird. It is. But then I have done this. I have been on these things. But it's all. I always feel a bit like, surely there's something more interesting behind me coming up the carpet.
I need to ask you about Ireland itself. Like, the amount of stars coming out of Ireland is just fantastic.
Nuts.
Like Andrew Scott and Paul Mescal. Like, it's their moment at the minute.
And Barry. I always said Barry Keoghan, thinking, I'm from Ireland, I know how to say that. But is it Keoghan?
Keoghan. And I asked today, his agent today, it's officially Keoghan.
When did that happen?
Is that not a posh way of saying it?
Is it? I didn't know that was a pronunciation for Keoghan.
Always said Keoghan.
Okay, thank God. I thought I was going mad. Yeah. I thought I'd been away so long. I've forgotten how to say Keoghan. Okay, Keoghan. There you go.
Did you watch Saltburn?
Oh, I did, yes.
How amazing is that?
He's very good.
My eyes are open. Anyway, best of luck with this. It is absolutely brilliant.
Thanks for coming down.
Excellent.
Oh, that sounds brilliant.
When you're looking at him, you're going, because he's Mr. Friday Night TV.
Yeah.
Isn't he? And he's very nice.
He seems lovely, yeah.
I was saying to my other half, right, when we were watching it, when I was watching Graham the other day, that you just, like, I feel like I've lived my whole entire life just daydreaming of the day where I get to sit on the red couch and have Graham interview me.
Wow.
Like every time I watch it, he just seems so lovely. Also, I love that he asked the Barry Keoghan Keown question,
because
I thought I was being weird asking it. No. So even Graham's asking.
We only mentioned this last week.
Yeah.
So he definitely told me years ago that he was Keown, and then now he's changed it because it's just easier.
I also just love the fact that Crossy is there telling Graham the story.
But randomly, because we were talking about it last week, and I text one of his close agents, Joanne, and she says it's Keoghan.
Keoghan now, okay. And he hasn't been on with Graham yet, has he?
I don't think
That's only a matter of time, isn't
only
it?
Only a matter of time. Because he has Andrew Scott and Paul.
This Friday.
Okay.
That'll be a good one.
Right, well done. That sounds good. And nice new microphone too. Sounds great.
Great microphone.
Sounds great.
Oh, come here. Will you do me a favour? Will you go on to FM104's Instagram and look at the video, right? So I'm interviewing Graham and I realise that the FM104 is on the opposite side of the mic. And as I'm chatting to him, you can see me kind of wiggle it around. So the FM104 is on. I'm like, I'm a loser.
No. That's very good. You should bring that up in a meeting. So that's always good.
I was telling you about Adele, Victoria Beckham, right?
Oh, and you Meghan were, Markle. Yes.
Yes, right? They can't...
Give us the three again. Adele, Victoria Beckham and Meghan Markle. Who's your favourite of those three?
Victoria Beckham.
Yeah, I have to agree.
Yeah, Victoria Beckham.
I have to agree.
Adele. Sometimes she annoys me.
I know, she's a bit... She tries too hard to be like, I'm just like you. And I'm like, oh, Adele.
I'd say Adele might be the most crack. Anyway.
Anywho, right?
That's not what we're here for.
No. Okay. But also, Jessica Alba is a part of this because she recently showed off her baby blue version of this thing on social media, right?
Car.
No, they're all going mad for these massive tumblers called Stanley Cups.
Oh,
have you
Stanley
seen these?
Cups.
They're doing the rounds. Everybody's going mad. I'm seeing on TikTok, they've got like 7 billion views. I've seen so many videos of little girls crying at Christmas because they got these Stanley Cups.
These are like
they're the new in things. Stanley Cups are the new in things. They're like those. Is it? What are those things? The chili bottles.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're like big. Like
oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So like big like sippy cups. So apparently like people can't go without them now. They're super sized insulated water tumblers. Like
it's basically it's a flask with a straw.
It's basically an adult sippy cup.
Yeah. Actually, 087-679-7104. Can you get them in Dublin?
I think you can.
Can you get them in Ireland?
You can order them online anyway. Do you want to know how much?
Would you be allowed to use them in here?
Will we
ask? Sippy cups.
We're not allowed liquids full stop in here. I don't know, Jim. I'm not breaking those rules. I'm only just in the door.
Before Christmas, this is how the first time I ever saw Stanley.
Yeah.
Before Christmas, some car in America went on fire. An electric car went on fire.
Oh, yeah.
And the car was completely gutted. But the Stanley cup was not a bother on it.
This was made. Stanley is the very famous flask maker.
And that's why it's now a big
thing. the best, the Rolls Royce of flasks is Stanley. They've branched out into sippy cups.
There you go. Well, now they can withstand car fires.
So there are cups available. The cups have got fancier now.
Really fancy.
You've got insulated ones to keep your drink cold or hot.
Yes.
If you're on a picnic or if you want to have like a cold glass of wine on a beach.
Yes, you can have
like
some
that,
of those.
You can do that now with all these special cups.
Well, see, I think it's because everybody's going mad for like iced drinks. Me being one of them as well. I got an iced coffee the other day and I felt like a bit of a sap.
Why?
Because it was really cold.
It's a bit cold for an iced drink.
But I just felt real bougie. I was like, oh, look at this. But right, these cups, do you want to know where it goes from? Right, how the cheapest...
Yeah, the cheapest, yeah.
Right.
Oh, they're expensive, are they?
€50.
Oh, wow.
For a flask. See, remember all these young ones were going around with the Love Island things with their names on it?
Yeah.
You have to get into that. Once you get into that little fad,
your stuff.
It'll fly for you.
There's another one that says, this is not a water bottle. This is an air-up. Have you seen the ads for that? This is not of water. This is an air up.
I have no idea what's happening.
An air up. So this is what all the kids are into air ups, and some people who are old enough to know better.
An air up.
So it's basically it's water, right? But when you're drinking the water, there's different smells in the nose of it. Huh? So it tastes. If it tricks you, so you think that you're drinking peachy water or. You know, raspberry water or whatever.
How have you not gone past
this? I have not heard of this at all.
Air-ups. So
what?
Oh yeah, air-ups. And to get the little flavours, they cost us a lot of money. And this is not a water bottle. So you're drinking the water, but you're not drinking sugary drinks.
Oh, but it's tricking your senses to think that you're... How much are those, though?
Every kid, well, they're expensive. Oh. And every kid last summer wanted one.
And every influencer was selling their wares.
Oh. Oh my God, I don't know how I missed this. I have no idea.
And every kid had them for about 3 days and then never used them again.
Do yourself a
favor.
I
know one of those kids.
Oh, really?
Oh, no.
Garen last night when we talked about it.
Yes.
Oh.
The Stanleys.
The
Air-ups.
Garen was like, remember those air-up things? Well, you can do it better.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, where are they now? 6 months later, they're gone.
Yeah, I don't know anyone who had them for more than a week, and they're very expensive. If you get like all the different flavours, you're talking 50, 60 quid.
Oh my God. Oh, well, here, people are saying like Pennies have a dupe of Stanley Cups for €10.
Get the Pennies dupe.
Air-up are brilliant. Got one for my daughter over the weekend. Lots of cents. Cost a fortune for the beaker.
Yeah, she'll have stopped using them by the end of this month. Guaranteed.
Oh, we got a picture in as well of somebody drinking from their Stanley Cup and working from their bed.
Oh.
And I forgot, the biggest part of that Stanley Cup story about the car that went on fire, that when the fire brigade took the Stanley Cup out, the lady's car, who had a cold drink inside it.
It was still cold.
Oh my God, stop.
And Stanley then bought the lady a brand new car because it proved that the Stanley Cup
could do it. If you go into like any kind of outdoor kind of store, you know?
Yeah.
Stanley do, like, they do hell fella flasks, like ones for, like, you know, giant mugs of tea.
Get them that fad.
This is Stanley, well done. You moved from fishermen and owl lads having cups of tea on building sites to Victoria Beckham's hand.
You'd want to see Zainab here. She is chomping at the bit now to jump on this.
She wants
as
one.
Soon as 10 o'clock comes, she's on to Brent Thomas or wherever you get it.
We're typing away.
Me and my Stanley. Hey guys.
Where'd you get your Stanley, everyone?
Hi.
Thanks for listening to FM World 4's Strawberry Alarm Clock podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.
Imagine bold, naturally aged Tillamook cheddar slices melting over a burger,
eating handfuls of thick-cut cheddar shreds straight from the bag, taking a bite out of an irresistibly bold block of extra sharp cheddar cheese. We know you want to get back to streaming, but wasn't it nice to daydream about cheese for a bit? Tillamook Cheddar. Extraordinary dairy.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.